peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹都有很好的一个暑假。
I believe you all have had a very good holiday, vacation.
生活开始恢复正常。
So life has returned to normal.
感谢主。
Thanks to God.
我们在一起补饼，一起敬拜。
So as we share in the communion.And worship together.
我们同领一个饼。
We're sharing the same body.
因为我们同受一主的身体。
Because we belong to the body of Christ together.
我们感谢神，这是神给他儿女一个特别的恩典。
This is a special grace to his children from God.
所以刚才我们领受饼和杯的时候，我们知道圣灵在我们的里头，来教导我们，在更新我们。
So as we partake in communion, we know that the Holy Spirit is teaching us and edifying us and sanctifying us.
那感谢神，让我们在一起来敬拜他，通过薄饼来敬拜他，也通过正道来敬拜他，通过祷告来敬拜他。
Thank God that we can worship Him in preaching, in receiving communion, and in worshiping together.
今天我们读这段经文，那这段经文是讲什么呢？
So today let's read this sermon. This is a passage. What is it really teaching?
这是耶稣的一个比喻。
It is a parable from Jesus Christ.
那基督是把天国深奥的道理通过和浅显的比喻来讲述出来。
So Jesus used a parable to reveal the mystery of the kingdom of God.
他说啊，有一个主人出去参加宴席。
As the story goes,He says, a master is attending a banquet.
那什么时候回来呢？那主人仆人们不知道。
When is his master coming back? But the servants do not know that.
主说，作为仆人，你要警醒等候。
The Lord says, as a servant, you should be watchful and wait in patience.
因为主人随时可以回来。
Because the master can come at any time.
他说，第一句话上面说，他说你要束上你的腰带。灯也要点着。
So the first sentence says, we need to dress ready for service and girdle your loins and also keep the lamps burning.
那今天我们中间你早就有腰带了，没问题。你穿的衣服一定有腰带。
So when you see if everyone here has a belt today,
在古代、
no problem.
在东方，特别是在中国，在以色列，在波斯这些国家。他们都穿长袍的。
In ancient Oriental time, like in Persia, in China and Israel, in old Israel,
如果你要做工、要做事情的话，你要系上一个腰带，把衣服锁紧，把衣服拿起来压在腰带里头。
So when you want to work, you have to really girdle yourself and put the long train of rope into the girdle.
那意思就是说，你要准备好，你要行动。
That means you have to be ready to serve.
他说主人参加宴席可能是晚上很晚很晚的回来，早晨两点钟四点钟才回来。
So master can come back maybe at 2 o'clock, more, 4 o'clock in the morning, early time, early hours.
他说那你要准备好你的灯。
You have to prepare your lamp.
一句话，你不知道主人什么时候回来，你要好好的准备自己。
All in all, you don't know when he's coming back, so be watchful and ready.
那基督通过这个比喻来教导我们，耶稣基督随时可以回到这个地上。
So Jesus Christ teaches using this parable that he can come back at any time.
我们要准备好自己。
We have to be watchful and ready.
那然后彼得是一个心直口快的人。
But Peter is very straightforward man.
他就说主啊，你这讲这个意思什么意思呢？是讲给我们听的呢，还是讲给所有人听的
？He asked the Lord that is this really for us specially or for everyone?
如果你读四福音书。主耶稣不是常常直接地回答你的问题。
When you read the four Gospels, you come to realize that the Lord sometimes does not address the question directly.
主给你自己去思想，这是对谁讲的呢
？He give you time to think, to ponder upon it.
结果主耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
And Jesus Christ taught another parable.
这个比喻是跟上面的比喻之间是联系在一起的。
So this parable is directly related to the first parable.
他说家里面有主人，有管家。
So in his household there are masters.There is a master and also servants as well.
这管家也是仆人。
Managers as well. And the manager actually is a servant as well.
是个领头的仆人。
Is a lead servant.
他说这个仆人呢应该怎么样呢？你要忠心，要有见识。
So this manager needs to be wise and faithful.
所以这是耶稣今天所讲的比喻，对弟兄姐妹所讲的比喻，让我们要怎么样成为比喻中所讲的那样的一个仆人。
So this parable teaches us how to be a wise and faithful servant.
我现在请弟兄姐妹要读这个一段经文，在读的时候我请弟兄姐妹注意一下，整个一段经文里头提到仆人一共多少次。
So I invite everyone to read this passage and pay attention to how many times servants are mentioned in this passage.
我们可以用中英文一起读，
好吗？We can read together in English or Chinese.
我先请弟兄们读这个单数节，姐妹们读双数节。
I invite brothers to read the odd sentences and then the sisters the even numbered sentences.
好，我们一起开始，一起来，弟兄们先来。你们要你要树上带。灯也要点着。
Like men waiting for their master to turn away from bending backward. When he comes and knocks, he can immediately open the door for him.
主人来了，看见仆人惊醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己树上带，金钱伺候他们。
It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready.Even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night.
家主若知道谁什么时候来，就便警醒，利用嘴挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at any hour when you do not expect him.
彼得说，主啊，这个比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人说的呢？
姐妹们。The Lord answered, who then is the faithful and wise manager?Whom the master puts in charge of the servants to give them their food allowance at a proper time.
主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
I tell the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
就动手打仆人和使女，并且吃喝醉酒。
The master of that servant will come on a day when he doesn't expect him.And at an hour he is not aware of, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the
other. 仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顾他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。我请所有的弟兄姐妹最后因为那个地方。最后因为多给水一当水一起读好不好中英文一起读来因为多给水就像谁多取多多水就像谁多要我们现在要一起祷告
Let's pray together
你稍微吹一下中耳朵你稍微吹一下这样来的主我们感谢你你让我们有气息来敬拜你
So we thank you God you give us breath to worship you
你让我们在你的家中成为一个身体，一起来敬拜你。
You give us one body of Christ, and together we belong to it.
愿孩子口中的言语、心里的意念，能得蒙你的悦纳。
May the words in my words and my meditation be pleasing to you.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 刚才我请弟兄姐妹来数这段经文里头，这个仆人这个字出现多少次？有没有人告诉我？
So who can tell me how many times the servants were mentioned in this passage?
有多少次？十二次。然后加上管家呢
？12 times plus managers.
这两个字多少字？是四次。
14 times that service managers mentioned.
这一段经文里头讲到仆人有十多次，至少有14次之多。
So servants were mentioned more than 10 times in this passage.
我们中间的人都知道仆人。的英文是什么字
So you know the English words for servants.
是 servants. 但是你知道在主耶稣那个时代那很多人是用希腊文写作的。在希腊文里头这个仆人这个字这儿用的这个字是奴隶。
So in the time of Jesus Christ, they actually write and read in Greek. So in the Greek, this word actually means slave.
耶稣在这儿教导我们一个极为重要的一个真理。
So Jesus Christ is teaching us a very important truth.
你跟随耶稣，做耶稣的门徒。
When you are a follower of Jesus Christ, a disciple,
就是要成为他的仆人。
You are going to be his slave.
你跟随耶稣，耶稣的门徒，就是要做他的奴隶。
And if you're a follower, you're going to be his servant.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
This is blessed path.
在这段经文里三次提到有福了，有福了，有福了。
Three times, blessed, blessed, blessed are mentioned.
你要真想成为上帝眼中蒙福的人，你要成为一个仆人。
You want to be truly blessed in the eye of God, you want to be a servant.
你做仆人，你降卑自己。
So you humble yourself, being a servant.
你降卑自己，上帝就升高你。
You humble yourself, and God will raise you up.
上帝看重你成为仆人。
That God really looked pleasingly at you as a servant.
耶稣基督自己也成为仆人。
Jesus Christ himself is a servant.
耶稣基督不但成为仆人，圣经上告诉说他成为一个 slave.
He's not only a servant but a slave to all.
所以弟兄姐妹，做耶稣的门徒就是做仆人。
So being disciple of Jesus Christ is to be a slave.
今天这个世界不喜欢这样的信息。
Today's world doesn't like this message.
我们这一代人是唱国际歌长大的。
So our generation grows up singing the it's called the international the song of that.
这个世界的问题就是人人争当主人。
So in this world, the problem is everyone wants to be the master.
你家里两个人都是主人。
In a household, two people, wife and husband wants to be master.
没有一个人愿意做仆人。
No one wants to be a servant.
一个教会里人人都成为主人。
In the church, everyone also wants to be.
没有一个人成为仆人。
No one wants to humble himself to be.
你看看这个家庭会怎么样
？And then you will see how it turned out.
你看看教会会怎么样
？The church and the household.
做仆人会怎么样？你谦卑，你服侍别人。
Being a servant, you humble yourself and serve others.
你做主人呢
？Being a master.
你要服侍我。
You want to be served.
你要听从我。
You want to be listened to.
我要控制你。
You want to be in control.
所以今天我跟弟兄姐妹要传讲的这个信息，做耶稣基督的门徒就是要做仆人。
So I want to teach this sermon to impress upon your heart that being a disciple of Christ is to be a servant.
我们传福音的时候，我们讲往往讲道理、讲真理讲了一半。
When we preach the gospel, sometimes we teach half truth.
信耶稣得自由。
While believing Jesus Christ is to be liberated.
对不对
？To have freedom.
你信耶稣，你得到自由，对不对？对不对？对的，因为你从罪中得到释放，从死中得到释放。
Is a freedom from bondage of sin and from death.
你有了自由了。
That you have the freedom.
这个西方为什么强调自由
？Why the West emphasizes on liberty?
因为福音的真理照亮了西方。
Because the truth of the gospel actually lights up the West.
当西方远背上帝的时候，这个自由就变成捆绑。
So when the West turns away from God,
你看今天的这个世界
bondage. Look at this world, today's world.
那福音真理的另外一半不要忘记了。
The other half of the truth of gospel, we don't forget.
福音是邀请你成为仆人。
The gospel invites you to be a servant.
成为耶稣基督的奴隶。
A slave of Christ Jesus.
我知道你的心中很难过。
Maybe you're,
不愿意听这样这两个字。
Maybe you're saddened,
奴隶这两个字。
You're saddened in your heart, listening to this word, two words.
你看看耶稣基督的仆人们。
Look at those, servants of Jesus Christ.
你看保罗。
Look at Paul.
你看看彼得。
Look at Peter.
你看看约翰。
Look at John.
你看看雅各。
Look at James.
他们所有的这些使徒们都说：“我是耶稣基督的 slave。”
All these apostles address themselves as slaves of Jesus Christ.
今天，巴不得今天，我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹明白，你跟从耶稣就是成为耶稣的仆人。
So I want everyone to understand this that to be a follower and disciple of Jesus Christ.
有的时候在教会当中。教会的有些语言是非常 tricky 的，很有意思的。某某人，大人，大某，大传道人，他是上帝的仆人。
So in church, sometimes we have this tricky language of saying some famous preacher is a servant of God.
你不是吗
？Aren't you not?
你也是上帝的仆人。
Everyone here is a servant of God.
我们人人都是上帝的仆人。所有信靠耶稣基督的人都是上帝的仆人。
So every believer and disciples should be a servant of God.God.
那耶稣基督是我们的主。
When Jesus Christ is our Lord,
耶稣基督 is our Master, my Lord. 所以我们是他的奴仆是什么意思呢
？So what it means to be his servant and slave?
我们属于他。
First thing, we belong to him.
我们所有的一切都是属于他。
Everything we own belongs to him.
主人要求仆人是无条件的顺服。
And master demands that the servants obey unconditionally.
你知道在古代奴隶是什么？奴隶就是主人的 property， 主人的财产。
In the old time, ancient times, the slaves actually is the property of the master.
在座弟兄姐妹，你是耶稣基督的 property。
So everyone here belongs to Christ and is a property.
耶稣基督拥有你的生命。
He owns our life.
你生命中所有的一切是属于 my master.
What we have our being.
是我的主。
We have being in the master and.
你的生命属于他，你的才干属于他。
Our life and talents.
你的金钱属于他
Our money,
你的位置属于他
Our position,
做奴隶意思就是说没有一样是属于我的我所有的一切都是属于我主人
Being a slave, nothing really belongs to us.
我讲到这儿是不是很刺耳
Is it really difficult to accept?
整本圣经看看新约大量的使用这个字 我是耶稣基督的仆人
We look through the New Testaments many times servants and slaves are mentioned emphasized
在这个世界弟兄姐妹记得我爸爸我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹也记得在这个世界只有奴隶没有真正的主人
I want to really my young readers and also old readers as well to understand that in this world there is no free man but slaves
我们中间所有的人都是奴隶
Everyone here is a slave
年轻人记得你也是奴隶
The youthful as well as the old
年长的你要记住你也是奴隶
We are slaves
在这个世界上没有主人。
There are no masters in this world.
问题你是谁的奴隶，谁的仆人
？The question is, to whom you are slave?
保罗讲这样一段话，我们一起来读，中英文一起读。
The Paul says this passage.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆，或者罪的奴仆，以至于死，或者生命的奴仆，以至于诚
意。
只有两种仆人。
There are two kinds of servants and slaves.
一个是罪的仆人。
One is slave to sin.
一个是义的仆人。
One is the slave to righteousness.
在这个世界没有一个第三者说我既不属于罪的仆人也不属于义的仆人。
There's no one can say that he's not a slave, neither a slave to sin or all righteousness.
在这个世界当中你不是上帝的仆人你就是撒旦的仆人。
If you, in this world, if not a slave to God, you will be a slave to Satan.
有人说我既不相信上帝也不相信撒旦。
Maybe someone says, I don't believe in, I
neither
God nor Satan. I'm a master of myself.
你可能错了。
But you are really wrong.
你不成为义的仆人一定是罪的仆人。
If you're not a slave to righteousness, you'll be a slave to sin.
没有灰色地带。
There is no gray area here.
你的心就像一个伊甸园。
Your heart is like a garden of Eden.
伊甸园只有两种声音。
And there are two voices in the Eden.
一个是上帝的声音。
One is the voice from God, voice of God,
也是撒旦的声音
and the voice of Satan.
上帝的声音说，我告诉你
the voice of God says,
不要吃这树上的果子
don't eat fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你的生命是有限度的
there is a limitation to your life.
你不是绝对自由的
you're not in absolute freedom.
因为你是被造的
because you are a creature, not a creator.
另外一个声音，撒旦的声音说，是吧？吃下眼睛就亮了。
The other voice of Satan says,
就有智慧了。
Eat it, and your eyes will be brightened up.
你就快乐了。
And you have wisdom and pleasure.
你就满足了。
And delight, you'll be satisfied.
我问你，你听谁的声音
？I ask you, whom are you going to listen to?
你听谁的声音，就是谁的仆人。
And to whom you listen, you will be his slave.
你顺服谁的声音，那就是谁的仆人。
Whomever you obey.You're his slave.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在你的心目当中，有的时候有很多种声音，你听什么声音
？There are many voices in your heart sometimes.
你听上帝的声音，
Which voice
你是上帝的仆人。
Are you going to listen to? If you listen to God's voice, you'll be servant to God.
你不听上帝的声音
，If you don't listen to God, the voice of God,
你听自己的声音。
You listen to the voice of yourself.
所以，在这个世界当中，没有一个人说我是主人。
So no one can in this world can say I'm a master.
你要么成为耶稣基督的仆人
，either you are a slave, a servant to Christ Jesus。
你要么成为罪的仆人
，either you are a slave to sin。
没有中间地带
，there's no gray area。
所以我们信从耶稣基督的人，我们是向世人表明我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
So we believers in Christ Jesus, we want to proclaim.
我属于他
，we're servants, a slave to Christ Jesus. We
believe. 他拥有我
，he owns me。
我绝对听从他
，I obey him。
因为他是我的主
，because he's my Lord。
他是我的主人
，my Lord, Savior, and Master。
我讲一句话，弟兄姐妹，请你记得。
I want to remember one thing.
你只有真正的成为耶稣基督的仆人，你才能真正的享受耶稣基督你的自由。
Only when you truly belong and be a servant, a slave to Christ Jesus, you can truly enjoy the freedom in Christ.
你越是靠近基督，你越是自由。
The nearer you are to Jesus Christ, the freer you will be.
你越是靠近耶稣基督，你知道我是耶稣基督的仆人。
The nearer you draw to Jesus Christ, you understand you are a servant and a slave to Christ Jesus.
成为奴隶。
Being a slave.
24个小时属于他的。
So belong to him 24 hours a day.
好了，我们知道我们的身份，我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
Now we understand our identity. We are servants and slaves of Jesus Christ.
但是问题是，你要学习怎么成为仆人。
But the important thing is how to learn to be a servant.
在生活当中，你需要学习怎么成为仆人。
We need to in our life, daily life, to learn how to be a servant of Christ Jesus.
否则，你这个身份不会显明在你的生命当中。
Otherwise, this identity will not be revealed in our life.
你生下来就会做主人。
Actually, by birth, we want to be master.
我家小女儿生下来就会告诉我，你现在四岁了，告诉你，大爹我要这个，请你给我拿这个。
So my younger daughter will command me that I want that. You take me.
她可以支配我。
She wants to control me.
她甚至要控制我，用她的泪水来控制我。
Use his tears, of course, with his.
我们生下来，我们就是一个自私的人。这个自我为中心的人，我们就愿意去控制别人，让别人顺服我。
We were born to be a self, selfish and self-controlled or self-centered person.
所以自私不要学。
We don't need to learn to be selfish.
自我为中心，你不需要去学习。
Or self-centered.
因为你生下来就会。
We by birth we know that.
因为我们都是亚当的子孙。
We're the children of Adam.
但是你要成为耶稣基督的门徒，成为他的仆人，你要学。
But to be a disciple and servant of Christ Jesus, we need to learn that.
但是不是好学的功课。
But it's a very difficult lesson.
它跟你的本性是相对的。
Because it's antithesis to your own nature.
我感谢在生活当中，上帝给我机会来学习做仆人。
I thank God that in my daily life, I can have the opportunity to learn to be a servant.
做牧师，一个 title 意思就是上帝的仆人。
So the title of a pastor actually is a servant of God.
但在生活当中，是不是真的是仆人呢？
In my daily life, am I truly a servant?
也就是上帝给我这样的恩典，让我去学习。
I thank God for giving this grace to learn.
我看到一个弟兄的家，他家里人生病了，我去他家，我帮他扫地。
When I visited a brother in sickness, I sweep the floor for him.
我帮他擦书房。
I clean the houses for him.
我帮他割草。
I mow the lawns for him.
我不觉得很丢脸。
I'm not ashamed of doing that.
因为我是仆人。
Because I am a servant.
我学习怎么作为仆人。
I'm learning to be a servant.
我看到有一个人，他有需要，我坐在他的身边。
When I see a person in need, I sit beside him.
我没有多少金钱给他。
I don't have money to give to him.
但我用我的语言去服侍他。
But I can comfort him and edify him with my words.
我学习做仆人。
I want to learn to be a servant.
在我们生活的每一天，我们可以学习做仆人。
In our daily life, we can learn to be a servant.
在教会当中，你学习做仆人。
In church community, we can learn to be.
你摆椅子不是羞耻的事情。
We set the tables and set the chairs is not a shameful thing.
在教会当中帮人断饭不是羞耻的事情。
We take the meals to others is not a shameful thing.
你看到地上有脏，你擦一擦不是羞耻的事情。
We sweep the floor when it's dirty is not shameful.
因为你是耶稣基督的仆人。
Because we are servants of Christ Jesus.
有时候有人跟我说，他你不知道，我在家里面瓶子倒了我都不服的。
So, someone told me that you don't understand. In my household, I don't even take up the fallen bottle.
他的意思就是说，我自小就不习惯走这一套，你不要勉强我了。
He's actually telling me that he's not, by birth, he's not used to doing all these things.
我自小就是个读书人呐。
He said he's a intellectual from birth.
你不知道我成绩很好吗？
He enjoys reading. He's a good student.
我看到这个教会杂志上面常常有人悔改的见证。
I see many testimonies in the church magazine.
几乎 99% 的见证都说我自小读书是好的不得了。
99% of the testimonies saying that from early childhood they are good students.
我相信那个。
I believe in them.
但是上帝让我们成为仆人。
But God wants to teach us how to.
你不仅要读书，要学习成为仆人。
Not just to be an intellectual or reader, but to be a servant.
成为仆人不是一个羞耻的事情。
It is not shameful to be a servant.
你说我从来没有做过。
If you say I've never been a servant,
你学习。
Then learn it.
耶稣基督学过做过，他在永恒当中，他替人洗过脚吗？
So Jesus Christ our Lord in the eternal glory, I don't think he will wash other people's feet.
可是他在世界当中，他是个仆人，他替人洗脚。
But on earthly journey, in his earthly journey, he washed his disciples' feet.
弟兄姐妹，你在这个世界当中，你发现这个世界要求你做主人，不是做仆人。
So in this world, the world really demands you that you be masters, not.
我们都希望别人来听我的。
We want other people to listen to us.
我希望别人来顺服我。
Other people to obey us.
我希望我去控制别人。
That I'm in control.
这种糟糕的主人形态，把这个世界搞得越来越糟。
So this kind of terrible master mentality will destroy this world.
你看你家庭是不是这样？
Look at your household.
弟兄姐妹，今天耶稣基督告诉我们一个道理，你是活在一个什么样的国度里头？
So, Jesus Christ teaches us truth that what kind of kingdom you're living in.
你活在上帝的国度里头。
If you live in the kingdom of God,
我们在等候耶稣基督的再来。
Then we're waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
国度的上帝国的这个价值观跟这个世界完全不一样。
The value system of the kingdom of God is contrary to this to value system of this world.
上帝国的法则是告诉你，耶稣基督成为仆人，你应当要成为仆人。
The principle of this kingdom of God says that because Jesus Christ is our master, we be his servants.
当你在家中扫地的时候，不是丢脸的事。
So it's not a shameful thing when you sweep your floor at home.
你在帮助别人的时候，不是个丢脸的事。
When you're helpful and being humble is not a shameful thing.
我看到我们中间有年轻人到 DC 去帮助那些 homeless people， 感谢主。
I thank God when I heard that youth in this church go to DC to help the homeless.
这是在学习怎么做仆人。
This is learning to be a servant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督做仆人，我们应当学习。
So my dear brethren, that Jesus Christ is a servant, is a servant himself.
那主怎么做仆人？耶稣说：“你必须要警醒等候，你知道你是为谁做的。”
So how to be a servant? Then you really to be watchful, and you know whom you belong to.
我扫地是为耶稣扫的。
I sweep the floor for Christ Jesus our Lord.
我替人家剪草是为耶稣剪的。
I mow the lawn for Christ Jesus our Lord.
我坐在你病人的床头来安慰你，我是为耶稣坐在那儿。
I comfort him. I comfort the sick.
因为我是耶稣基督的仆人。
In Christ Jesus' name, because I'm His servant.
为什么？因为我是等候耶稣基督的人。我的仆人要，我的主人要回来。
I'm a servant who's waiting patiently for Christ Jesus, His coming.
很多的时候，我们太容易效法这个世界。
Sometimes we really follow this world.
我们的心会散漫，散漫，不束上腰带。
Our hearts are very slothful. We don't girdle ourselves.
你不控制你的心。
We don't control our hearts.
你不约束你的心。
We don't put a girdle onto the minds.
当你不约束你心的时候，你永远想做主人，你从来不会做仆人的。
When we are very careless and slothful, we want to be masters, not servants.
当你不想做仆人的时候，你的灯就不会发光。
So we don't want to be a servant, then your lamps will not be burning.
你的身上看不到耶稣基督的香气。
And there will be no fragrance of Christ Jesus from.
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督是仆人。
So the Christ Jesus is a servant himself.
我们要学习做仆人。
We need to learn to be a servant.
所以圣经上有这么一句话，我们一起来读来：要约束你们的心。来一起，要约束你们的心。
Gird ourselves.
谨慎执守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
要随心所行，你是做主人的，你不会做仆人。
If you follow your hearts and with abandon, you will be a master. You will be a master, not a servant.
你喜欢别人服侍你。
You want to be served by others, not serve others.
我当然喜欢我太太给我端一杯茶。
I of course I want to be. I like to be waited on by.
我恰恰敲敲奥朗腿。这是我的本性。
This is my nature.
但是耶稣叫我做仆人，我可以为他沏杯茶。
Being a servant, I can serve my wife.
信仰是在你的生活的每一天活出来。
Is to live out your faith in daily life.
但是如果你没有一个做给主人看的这个心，你不会做仆人的。
But if your heart, if you don't have a heart to be a servant,
你习惯做主人的。
You won't be a good servant because
你不控制你的心，你也不会做仆人的。
Master.
这儿有本书，我们特别中间有很多年轻的朋友在这儿，年轻的父母在这儿。这个作者叫 Deborah 写了这本书，教导你的孩子怎么学习去服侍。
So this book teaches. Children to serve and to care.
今天的孩子们，不是今天的孩，仅仅是孩子们，世界所有的人都是以自我为中心的。
So in this world, everyone, including the children,
都追求自己
self-centered and seek self-promotion.
我们的心越来越冰冷。
Our hearts becomes really callous and cold.
别人的苦难跟我有什么关系？
So other people's sufferings have nothing to do with us.
别人的泪水跟我们有什么关系？
We are indifferent to their tears.
世界就是一个战场。
And this world is a battlefield.
我要成为赢家。
I want to win. I want to be the winner.
别人死不死跟我有什么关系？
It doesn't matter to me who is dying.
这个作者告诉你，在你的孩子的心还没有变成石头之前，你要教导他怎么去服侍。
So、writer really says that before your heart, before the hearts of your children turn to rocks, you teach them how to care.
怎么去关心别人
？How to care for others? How to be caring?
不要成为一个自私的人。
Not be a selfish person.
耶稣基督的门徒是这么一个仆人。
Disciples of Christ Jesus need to be servants.
他说，根据现在许许多多研究来表明
，According to research,
做仆人的有利于你的身心健康。
Actually, being servant is healthy to your psychology.
你小孩子有仆人之心，你仆人之心，他 GPA 更高。
When the children have the hearts of a servant, they'll have a higher GPA.
他阅读能力更强。
They maybe have higher ability to read.
他的批判性思维更好。
They have a better critical mind.
他有更高的创造性。
Better creative skills.
更重要的，他对别人。
Most importantly,
会更好的理解，会欣赏别人。
They have a high emotional intelligence, understanding other people, have compassion.
孩子自小学习怎么服侍他人。
If you learn to serve others from early age,
他更容易选择健康的生活方式。
It's easier for you to choose a healthy living style.
他有更好的 social skill.
And better social skills.
我巴不得我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹知道，我们是耶稣基督的仆人。我们从我们生活当中来学习怎么做仆人。
I hope everyone here knows that we are servants of Christ Jesus, and in our daily life, we need to learn to be servant.
当你真的有仆人之心的时候
，When you have the heart, true heart of a servant,
你的老板对你的态度都不一样。
I think you find a difference. You have find different attitude of your boss.
你总是想要成为老板，支配别人。
You want to be the boss to control others.
这个想法不是太错。
This is not a completely wrong idea.
但是耶稣让你成为仆人。
But it's a better way that Jesus told us to be servant.
不是政治意义上的仆人。
To serve, not in
不是社会意义上的仆人。
Not in a political sense or social sense.
而是在你的心灵深处，你知道我是服侍上帝的人。
But in a spiritual sense that we know we serve God.
我谦卑。
We humble ourselves.
我顺服。
We obey God.
我尽心。
We being diligent.
我成为好仆人。
A good and faithful servant.
那第三，你要做好仆人。
So thirdly, we need to learn to be a faithful and wise servant.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，什么是好仆人呢
？What is a faithful and wise servant?
这个管家是仆人。
This manager is a servant.、Himself.
他是仆人中的仆人。
He's a servant of servants.
他只是一个领头的仆人。
A lead servant.
我们中间很多人是领头的仆人。
Maybe here, where someone here is a lead servant.
你作为一个领袖，你就是领头的仆人。
If you're a leader in a church, you are a lead servant.
你手上有个事工，你就是个领头的仆人。
If you're a leader of a ministry, you are a servant leader.
将来我们中央提年轻人，你很优秀，你可以成为一个 leader， 但是你是一个领头的仆人。
And here, outstanding youth among us can be a leader, but you are a servant leader.
你把耶稣基督的仆人这个心带进这个生活当中。
You lead the servant.Leadership into this life.
那么要求这样的仆人成为什么呢？他有什么样的一个条件呢？什么样的特征呢
？What kind of characteristics of this servant leadership?
要成为好仆人，除了你警醒以外，束上腰带，点上灯，你还要有忠心，有见识。
To be a good servant, not only you be watchful and girdle yourself, but also you need to be faithful and wise.
美国有一个传道人。他是一个神学家，也是神学院的院长，叫 Norman Geisler。
So in the United States, there is a preacher as well as a theologian. He's a principal of a seminary called Norman Geisler.
我们中间可能有些弟兄姐妹读过他的书。
You might have read his books.
他在年龄很小的时候，他的邻居家的孩子跟他一起玩，把他带进教会。
at an early age, at his neighbors, brought him to the church.
他连续的去这个教会，一共是400个星期天，他都去这个教会，同一个教会。
Continuously for 400 Sundays, he attended this church.
每一次是同一个人去接他。
So every time, only the same person really brought him to the church.
可是他从来不说我要信耶稣。
But not even once he wants to say, I want to believe in Christ Jesus.
他就想跟这些孩子们来玩。
He just wanted to play with them.
他到他高中最后一年的时候。
Senior year in his high school.
他最终接受了耶稣基督。
He finally accepted Christ Jesus.
我想这个真实的见证是告诉弟兄姐妹，四百个主日，多少年？
So this testimony told me
多少年
that 400 Sundays,、
啊、
how many years?
八年时间。
About 8 years.
同一个弟兄，每一个主日都去接他。
The same brother really brought him.
如果他只接他398次。
Every time. If only 398 times.
他就不算了，不再去接他了。
Maybe, he will give up.
这还是对信仰没有兴趣，我干嘛浪费我时间？
So maybe he got frustrated saying, oh, this person did not confess his faith. I don't want to waste my time.
可是这个弟兄他对上帝忠心。
But this brother really being faithful to Christ.
每个礼拜去接他。到第四百个礼拜天的时候，这孩子接受了耶稣。
Persevered every Sunday, and on the 400th Sunday, that this Norman Geisler put his faith in Christ Jesus.
Geisler 现在还活着。
Norman Geisler is still a living person.
是一个上帝重用的仆人。
A very faithful servant of God.
什么叫忠心呢，弟兄姐妹？
What does it mean to be faithful?
忠心是什么？
Being faithful means
永远不改变。交给我的事情要永永远远，我做到最好。
Persevere, non-wavering.
因为我是服侍我的主。
Always try to be best for the Lord.
所以我们中间，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你教主日学，神把这个班的弟兄姐妹放在你的教导之下，你忠心不忠心？
My brother, sister, if you teach Sunday school, when God put these people in your hand, as their leader, are you going to be faithful?
如果星期六晚上你不准备第二天的课程，而是看电视，你就是一个不忠心的人。
On a Saturday night, if you don't prepare for the message, for the teaching, but then you not watching TV, then you're not faithful.
你带领查经班
，If you're leading a fellowship, a Bible fellowship,
神把这几十位弟兄姐妹带到你的教导之下，你不认真准备分享神的道，而是去游玩，你是个不忠心的人。
When God brings these people into fellowship under your leadership and teaching, if you don't prepare it diligently, then you're not being faithful.
我们做传道人的
Being
要忠心
a preacher, a
对神的话语要忠心
We need to be faithful to his words.
弟兄姐妹，如果我只是讲你喜欢听的
If you only teach what you like to listen,
我就是把上帝的话语
would you like to hear?
当成商品
Then I trade God's word into commodity.
我是出卖宗教商品的人
And I'm selling the religious commodity.、Actually.
我不是上帝的仆人
And then I'm not a servant of God.
我上帝的仆人要对上帝的话语忠心。
Being a servant of God, I need to be faithful to His words.
我没有自由。
I don't have freedom in this.
上帝的话这么说的，我只能这么说。
When God says in this way in the Bible, I will proclaim the same way. This is being faithful.
在家里面，你对你的配偶要忠心。
At home, we need to be faithful to our spouses.
有人说你不知道啊。
Someone will complain to me, you don't know.
生活太难。
Life is so hard.
你看看，太太上班回来。
And look at my wife maybe coming back from the work.
她今天老板批评了她，她心情很不好。
Maybe she was criticized by the boss and she was in a bad mood.
她就把那个垃圾就抛在我身上。
He would kind of confide in me and throw his this rubbish.
但是她不知道我心情多难受。
But she didn't know that I am also in a bad mood.
一天。抛一次没有问题。
So, this kind of a, you know, kind of a confiding maybe once.
可是
it's okay.
可是不久，他下班的路上， 堵车了，被一个人骂了一顿，他回来又把垃圾倒在我的身上。
And when once he was on a journey in a rush, in a car rush hour, and he was had some difficulties in a rush hour, and she also kind of complained to me again.
我到了过了几个礼拜之后
，in some weeks later,
他的同事排挤他。
Maybe her colleagues they don't get along. She doesn't get along with the colleagues.
她心里一股的窝囊气，回来又倒给我。
She was angry and then also threw that anger to me.
要么对我发脾气
，either threw anger to me.
要么对孩子发脾气
，or to the children.
要么就是踢狗打狗
，or the dogs maybe.
这种日子没办法过。
I can't live out this kind of life.
每天生活都是这样下去，你天天把垃圾。抛开我的身上，我抛给谁呀？
This complaining and daily is hard to bear.
这种生活我不能再过下去了。
I can't live this kind of life anymore.
所以我要跟他分道扬镳。
I want to be separated from her.
你看看他整天看电视，他整天看电视，一看韩剧就看。
Okay,
大家为什么笑呢
？Keeps watching the television is a Korean kind of pop soap opera.
一看看电视看。每日每夜的，常常讲杜教授，杜教授，谁是杜教授啊
？Day and night mentioning this kind of a person from a soap opera.
这个日子怎么过啊？他不是一个负责任的人。
She's not a responsible person, and I can't live this kind of life.
我跟他分开。
I want to be separated.
当你这样想法的时候，你知道了什么叫做不忠心
？When you have this kind of thoughts, you understand what does it mean to be unfaithful.
忠心的意思是说，无论他怎么样。我永远不改变我的心。
Being faithful is to be devoted unconditionally.
那你说你牧师，你根本不知道啊！他每天回家都把垃圾往我里面倒，这个日子我能过吗
？I could not shoulder this kind of burden and complaining.
做丈夫的，做妻子的，对方把垃圾倒给你的时候，你自己要成为垃圾收购站。
Being a wife and a husband, sometimes we want to be a recycling place.
你倒吧
recycling that threw to me, and I will deal with it.
我就是垃圾桶，你倒吧。
I'm the trash can. Yes, open to your trash.
到了一定程度以后，你就爆炸了。
Maybe you will be exploded, after certain.
大吵一顿。
Maybe a very big hot debate and quarrel.
这个日子不能再过了。
And we can't live this life anymore.
这不是解决的办法。
This is not a solution.
你必须要排点你自己里面的垃圾。
You have to release this kind of. Luggage burden.
这个垃圾倒给谁
？The trash you want to throw to some other people?
倒给垃圾总站的站长。
No. But you throw this trash to the main recycling or the trash station.
是谁
？Who is that?
是谁
？Who is that person?
只有耶稣基督才能洁净我们里面一切的垃圾。
Only Jesus Christ can cleanse us every stain, every luggage.
你不靠近耶稣基督。
If you don't draw near to Christ Jesus,
你没有能力排解这个世界抛在你灵魂深处的垃圾。
You don't have the ability to cleanse the rubbish that the world throws at you.
成为忠心的人就是主啊，无论发生什么，我是服侍你的人。
To be faithful means to be devoted to serve.
我在家庭生活当中
what happens.
在家庭生活当中，我是个有忠心的人。
So in a marriage life, a family life, I'm a faithful person.
在我的工作场所，我是一个忠心的人。
And in the workplace, faithful, being faithful as well.
我在教会当中，我是个忠心的人。
In the church community, being faithful.
因为我是耶稣基督的仆人。
Because I'm a whole person, a slave, servant to Christ Jesus.
但是你仅仅是一个仆人，忠心还不够。
But to be a servant, not just faithful is not enough. Being faithful is not enough. We need to have wisdom, a wise.Being wise.
有人翻成这个 wisdom， 有人翻成是prudence。
Oh, we had prudence. Yes.
什么叫 prudent？ Prudence
to be being prudent.
Prudence 是告诉你怎么样做一个正确的决定和判断。
Being prudent means to make the right decision under different circumstances.
你光说太太呀，丈夫啊，我对你心永远不改变。
If you only say that I am devoted to you, my heart is devoted to you, my husband and my wife.It's not enough.
但是你是个没有智慧的人。
If you don't have wisdom to deal with difficulties,
你还不是个好仆人。
then you're not going to be a good servant.
有人说牧师你不知道啊，家里的事情我都全包了。
But someone will complain that, oh, I shoulder everything at home.
地是我擦，
I manage everything.
孩子是我接送。
The household chores, the cooking, everything.
衣服是我洗。
The laundry, I cover everything.
陪她吃饭。
Also, I cook and eat with her, with him.
我已经是够服侍了吧？够忠心的了吧？从来没有在外面乱来过。
No, I'm really faithful. Being
为什么会是这个样子呢
？It's not enough.
忠心还要有见识。
But needs to have wisdom.
在教会里头，你看看我处处对上帝是绝对的忠心啊。
Even the church, you say, you proclaim, I'm
把上帝的道
faithful to Christ.
把上帝的工作永远摆在第一位。
I always put God first.
可是为什么还是这样呢
？But why is the same situation condition?
见识
，wisdom。
在教会做牧师的做长老的所有服侍的弟兄姐妹要有忠心还要有见识
Elders and those servants in the church,
你怎么成为一个有见识的人
How to be prudent servant
怎么有见识的
How to be being prudent servant
无论遇到什么事情你要带到上帝面前来先祷告
First thing is that no matter what happens bring first to
看看上帝的道是怎么说的
And to see how the words of God teach.
你去想一想。
Think, ponder on it.
然后你问问周围的弟兄姐妹。
And seek counsel among the wise, the people around you.
你不要草率。
Don't be rash.
不要冲动。
Don't rush the conclusions.
不要出于面子做事情。
Don't be rash and don't just be vain. Think about vanity.
当你知道的少的时候，就不要讲的太多。
If you know very little, don't talk too much.
当你真的很少的时候，你就不要花的太多。
If you don't have much to spend, then spend less.
有的人睡得多，做得少，这是没有见识的。
It is not wise to speak more and do less.
有些人知识特别丰富，可是从来就不知道把知识运用到你的生活当中。
Someone is very knowledgeable, but don't know how to apply the knowledge to his daily life.
一个上帝忠心的仆人，是知道我无论做什么。我是为主人做的。
A faithful servant knows that no matter what he does for the Lord, for the Master.
我忠心。
Being faithful.
主你给我见识。
Now Lord, you gave me prudence and wisdom.
在你的办公室里头，你既要忠心，也要有见识。
In your office, you need to be faithful, but as well as prudent and wise.
你跟人关系搞不好，为什么
？If you don't get along with other people, why?
你问问自己，我是不是忠心？我是不是有见识？
Whether you are being faithful and prudent.
你说我没有见识。
If you don't have prudence or wisdom.
你好好读神的话语。
Then read God's word.
好好思想。
Read God's word.
好好祷告。
Meditate and ponder.
问问你周围的弟兄姐妹。
Pray and seek counsel among other people.
因为做仆人永远是谦卑的。
Because being a servant means being humble.
当你非常骄傲的时候，你永远听不见别人对你的建议。
If your pride flares up, you never listen to other people.
你永远不知道自己的问题所在。
You never know what is your problem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天是个很特别的一个礼拜。
This week, this Sunday service is very special.
我们所准备要认证长老。
Because we're going to confirm the elders.
长老是仆人。
Nominated elders. Elders are servants as well.
长老是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Elders actually they are slaves of Christ Jesus.
长老包括牧师在内。
Including pastors.
神对我们的要求。是忠心有见识。
God demands us to be faithful as well as prudent.
当人称赞你的时候
，When other people praise you，
当人鼓掌的时候
，When they applaud you，
你应该对上帝说：“主啊，我只是一个奴隶。
”Then you really remind yourself, "Oh, Lord,
我是为我主人做的。
I'm a servant only, and I do for you for your glory."
当你做的事情在帮助别人的时候，别人不感激你的时候
，You help others and they don't thank you.
你说主啊，这是我该做的，做奴隶、做仆人该做的。
You pray that, oh, this is what I should do.
荣耀归给你。
Glory to you, and I don't mind being thanked or not.
无论做什么，总是为你做的。
Because anything I do it for you.
当你要为人做的话，弟兄姐妹，你就失望了。
If you do it for people, for completely for people, you'll be disappointed.
现代人容易患健忘症。
Because people are forgetful in this world.
你为他做一百件好事情。
If you do 100 good things for them,
有一件事也没有做到。
If one thing you missed,
他记住那一件事情。
They remember the one thing you missed.
你就会灰心了。
And you will be discouraged.
你就不会继续服侍了。
You won't persevere in your serving.
但你记住你是耶稣基督的仆人。
But if you remember that you are servant of Christ,
我是在服侍我的主人。
I'm serving my Lord.
我主人要回来了。
My Lord is coming.
我要警醒。
And I need to be watchful.
我最后要讲避免做坏仆人。
And lastly, I want to say, avoid being a bad servant.
耶稣基督在这个比喻的最后，给我们一个坏仆人的一个典范。
In the end of the message, he gave us an example of a bad servant in this parable.
我们在座所有的年轻的弟兄姐妹，从你现在还小的时候，你记住，你一生一世做仆人，上帝要重重的使用你。
The youthful among us, remember that.If you learn to be a servant from early age, God will use you mightily.
你是耶稣基督的门徒。
If you're a disciple of Christ Jesus,
你是属于耶稣基督的仆人。
You're a servant of Him.
如果这个国家的总统、议员们都有个仆人心态，你看看这国家会怎么样
？If the congressmen, the leaders of this country have the heart of servant, then you'll see how America will turn out to be.
如果这个大学里的教授都有个仆人心态。你看他们会怎么样
？If this university college, the professors have a heart of servant.
如果教会当中每个弟兄姐妹都有个仆人心态，
church,
教会会怎么样
？What will church turn out to be?
我们学习做仆人。
We need to learn to be a servant.
因为我们就是耶稣基督的仆人。
Because we are is our identity.
但是不要忘记了，要避免做坏仆人。
But don't forget that we have to avoid being a bad servant.
哦，牧师告诉我们说，耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们是仆人。So what? 就是仆人呢。
So, what besides being a servant?
一个坏仆人从什么地方坏起的
？A bad servant, and then turn to be bad from a certain point or certain area.
坏仆人就像个苹果一样。
A bad apple, like a bad apple.
坏苹果是从心里面烂起的。
From the heart, starting from the heart.
我们就像有时候我们就像个坏苹果一样，从心里开始烂。
So sometimes a person can be a bad apple, rotten from the heart.
你看看这个仆人从哪儿坏起？
So look at this servant, rotten.
他心里说
，He says first in his heart.
我的主人必来得迟。
He says that my master will come, will delay in coming.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天早晨从起床到现在，你对自己讲过多少次话
？My dear brothers and sisters, how many sentences? How many times you address yourself?
有没有人举手告诉我，从今天早晨一起床到现在为止，你的里头有多少次对话？有没有人告诉我
？How many times conversations are going on in your heart？
有没有？哦、，David 就有很多对话了，有千次万次。
Many conversations, thousand times, maybe hundred
Alex,
times.
Alex， 这早晨起来，你心中有没有对话？有没有？有了，对不对？因为你不断的讲，不断的讲。
You have to speak to yourself, address yourself.
你讲什么
？What do you talk to yourself about？
年轻人，你讲你爸爸妈妈。
Maybe the youthful will talk about parents.
你爸爸怎么这样对我呢
？Why did Dad treat me like that？
哎，在讲。现在讲谁啊？讲王牧师。
Maybe someone will talk about me, Master the Pastor.
你道讲太长了。
Your preaching is too long, long drawn.
从早晨到晚上睡觉之前，你现在不断的讲，不断的讲，讲什么？讲天，讲地，讲家人，讲同事，讲邻舍，什么事都讲。
So various kinds of conversations going on in your heart from morning to night.
你里面有好多种声音在讲。
Many voices.
但是众多的声音的里头，有一个声音。慢慢高起来。
But only one voice among the thousands of voices will rise up slowly and slowly.
那个声音把别的声音都压倒了。
That voice will cover the other voices.
那个声音就支撑你，帮助你，诱惑你，引导你做决定。
That voice become dominant voice will either help you, tempt you, or lead you.
弟兄姐妹有没有这个想法？是不是你里面好多种声音，对不对？
So、
你在做决定之前，
voices,
你里面有好多种声音，是不是？
Decision,
但最后有一个声音起主导作用，
will be the dominant voice.
这坏仆人他的心中有一个声音，什么声音？
This bad servant in his heart is a dominant voice.
我的主人来得迟。
The master will delay in coming.
哎呀，耶稣说要再来啊，已经2000人了，在哪儿啊？
Jesus Christ has proclaimed that we're coming back soon, and that 2000 years have passed.
就是你们这些传道人整天妖言惑众的。
This is a delusionary from your pastors and preachers.
你看太阳不是早晨从山上从东边升起吗？
Look at the sun still rises from the east and sets in the west.
日子很平安啊。
Our days are peaceful.
耶稣真来了吗？
Is he coming?
不可能。你里头有没有这样的声音？有没有？
You might be voices in your heart.
有这样的声音。
Maybe sometimes.
但是如果你里头听上帝的声音，上帝说你是我的仆人，要预备等候，那你是听上帝的声音。
We listen to God's word that being watchful and waiting for my coming.
有这样的一个声音，
if you have this dominant voice waiting for God,
你已经听撒旦的声音。
But if you have this voice, you listen to the Satan.
听世界的声音。
The world.
今天打开世界的这些媒体。
You open the media in this world.
他会嘲笑你。
They will laugh at you.
耶稣基督再来在哪儿啊？
So where is this coming of Jesus Christ?
讲了2000年了。
2000 years.
耶稣在哪儿啊？
Claiming. Where is he? He's coming.
耶稣真的回来吗？
Is he really coming back?
我们中间还有些人说美国生活挺好过的，不要回来吧。
Sometimes says, oh, in the US, we have a very wealthy life and comfortable life. Don't come back.
我还没有结婚之前，你知道吗？我就有这个想心态。
Before I get married, I have this kind of attitude, mentality.
基督啊，等我结婚以后，你再来。
Oh Christ.Come back until I get married.
而弟兄姐妹，你要知道，要坏仆人从哪儿坏起？是从心里面坏起。
The bad servant starts from being rotten.
那第二个呢？这个坏仆人一个特点是打仆人和使女。
Second, his behavior, beating others.
怎么叫打
？Beating others.
我跟你搞不来。
Don't get along with others.
你没有听我。
Because you don't listen to me.
你没有顺服我。
Because you don't obey me.
我的意见最属灵。
Because my ideas are most spiritual.
我的看法最透明，你们要听我的。
My ideas and thinking are most advanced.
你在公司里做老板有没有这个心态
？If you're a boss in a company,
有没有仆人精神
？You might have this mentality.
在教会中服侍有没有这个心态
？Do you have this mentality in church? Maybe sometimes.
所谓打的意思是什么，弟兄姐妹？不是说我打你了。
What does it mean? Not just physical beating.
关系破裂了。
Broken relationships.
我是领头的仆人。
I'm the leader of the servants.
你们还不听我的吗？
You have to listen to me.
我是一家之主，你还不听我的吗？
I'm the master in the household. Don't you listen to me?
弟兄姐妹，当我们成为这样的一个仆人的时候，你的问题就
来了。My brethren, if you become a servant like this, then we're rotten starting from the heart.
这个人大家可能都认识他。
You might know this person.
我们中间年轻人都知道他，是不是？
Chuck Colson.
他是在 George Washington 拿到这个主律师的执照。
practicing attorney from George Washington, a law degree.
在他的有一本书叫 Kingdom in Conflict, 他里面讲这么一段话。
He said this passage in this book, one of his books.
他是说啊，什么地方看出这个世界的国度和上帝国之间的区别呢？
So how can you see a difference between the kingdom of God and kingdom of the world?
去看你怎么使用权力。
In an area that how you use power.
大家要知道哈，这个人是熟悉权力的人。
This person is very familiar with power.
权力游戏的规则，他非常熟悉。
He's very familiar with the rule of power.
他是尼克松总统的特别顾问。
He's a special counselor to President Nixon.
水门事件以后，他被关进监狱。
At Watergate incident.He was thrown into prison.
在监狱里头，他悔改，信靠了耶稣基督。
He repented in prison.
以后他成为一个传道人。
And he became a preacher.
他创办的监狱团契，现在遍布全世界。
He established a prison fellowship, which has been around all over the world.
他比我们中间大多数人都懂什么叫权力，怎么玩权力。
So he's more familiar with than anyone else to be familiar with power and how to use power.
我过去读中国的经典的时候。我说中国人特别懂什么叫魔术，什么叫权术。
When I used to read the Chinese classics, I come to realize that the Chinese people really are very familiar with the strategy of using power.
但是你慢慢长大以后，你就发现
，When you grow up, you come to
任何人手中有权力，都有试探，不仅是中国人。
Power brings temptation to anyone, not just the Chinese.
他说上帝国和世界国之间的一个区别在这个权力的使用当中显明出来。
The difference between the kingdom of God and kingdom of the world reveals in the power, the usage of power.
一个是寻求控制。
One is to seek control.
一个是寻求服侍。
One is to seek service.
一个是要抬高自己。
One is to raise up.
一个是要降低自己。
Raise up self. One is to
seek 一个是追求名望和位置。
One is to seek reputation and honor.
那个是俯卫，俯就卑微的人。
The other to be humble and to serve people in need and lower than themselves.
他说权力就像一个喝盐水一样。
Power is like drinking the salt water.
越喝越渴。
The more you drink, the more you get thirsty.
当上帝把你放在一个位置上的时候，你就面临许多的挑战，同时许多的诱惑。
Place you into position, high position, you face many temptations.
其中一个重要的诱惑是什么？你慢慢失去了做领袖的本质。
The most temptation is gradually you lose the character of being a leader.
那本质是什么？
What is substance is character?
做仆人。
Is to be a servant, a servant leadership.
你跟世人不一样。
You're different from the world.
你今天是一个 lab 里面的一个头，你知道神把你放在这个位置，你要做一个 servant leader.
You may be a lab leader in this world. God put you there to be a servant leader to serve others.
你是一家之主，神希望你成为一个 servant leader.
A leader in a household, God wants to be a servant leader.
你是一个学校的老师。上帝成为一个，要你成为一个 servant leader.
A teacher at school, a servant leader as well.
你要成为一个集团的董事长，你要知道你是一个 servant leader.
A CEO in a company to be a servant leader as well.
因为你是耶稣基督的仆人。
Because we are by identity the servant of Christ Jesus.
你等候主人的回来。
We're waiting for our master.
如果你是牧师，
if you're pastor,
你是长老，
if you're an elder,
永远不要忘记。
Never forget.
神把你放在这个位置。
God placed you in this position.
是成为仆人。
To be a servant.
谦卑。
Humble yourself.
爱心。
Loving. Be loving.
舍己。
Sacrifice.
等候主人的归来。
Sacrificing and waiting patiently for.
我只是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Coming of the Lord. We are slave and servant of Christ Jesus.
那这个人，这个仆人第三点，吃喝醉酒。
And the third character of this bad servant.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，一个仆人怎么烂，是从心里开始烂。他心中烂了，他跟人的关系就紧张了。
So when you're rotten from the heart, you can't get along with other people.
因为他要成为主人。
Because he wants to be a master himself.
那第三个呢？吃喝醉酒。
And being drunk and get drunk.
我读到这儿的时候呢，我就想，现在吃喝醉酒的人不多。
In nowadays time, maybe there are not so many people to be drunk and.
我想教会里头。
Goodness.
因为我们知道怎么养生，对不对？
Because we pay attention to our health.
我们叫吃的太多，喝的太多，对身体没好处。
We know the more we eat and drink is not healthy to our body.
每天晚上睡觉之前喝点红酒，问题不大。
Maybe a little wine and.
你让我喝醉酒，
but not being drunk.
我不会的。那耶稣在这讲什么呢？
But here Jesus teaches us.
就是说，当你跟神的关系越来越烂的时候。耶稣基督再来根本不是那么一回事。
The further away you from God,
你里面信心已经被掏空了。
The second coming will not matter to you.
你没有个警醒的心。
Have the faith to be watchful anymore.
没有个等候的心。
To wait anymore.
你的生活跟世人一模一样。
Your life becomes no different from the world.
你看我外在还像个仆人，可是我的内在跟世人一模一样。
If you just by appearance like a servant, but you don't have the same in your heart with the world,
这是个坏的仆人，弟兄姐妹。
They will be a bad servant.
主人说，我若来回来的时候，我要审判这样的仆人。
So master will condemn and to judge these kind of servants when he comes back.
所以我今天跟弟兄姐妹分享的信息，
Today、
你是仆人，要做仆人
，your servant，
要做好仆人，要避免做坏仆人。
Learn to be a good servant.
最后一句话。
Lastly,
主说都给谁，就向谁都取。
Much is given, to much is given, much is demanded.
一个是给
，given，
一个是要
，and demanded.
弟兄姐妹，神给你家庭，你有没有管理好家庭
？God give you a family, have you managed this household well?
神给你做个头，你没有做好头
？God give you leadership in a church or in a
我们这帮灵性的弟兄姐妹
，Are you being a good leader?
上帝的恩典通过你母亲父亲辛勤的劳作给你个 iPad 你怎么使用的
So God give you iPad through your parents labor How are you going to use it iPad
神给你机会读书你怎么使用的
God give you opportunity to go to college Are you going to use it well
所谓这儿多给就多要给是上帝一切都给你
Much is given means
你是接受上帝的恩典
Everything the grace God give you You receive this grace
是上帝有一
天 demanded,
耶稣基督要再来
Christ Jesus will come again,
要审判万民
He's going to judge all the small and the great
我们所有的人都站在他面前受审判
Small and great will stand before him judgment seat
那个时候神要问你
And God will demand you or ask you
你是个忠心的仆人
Are you being a faithful and
有见识的仆人吗
A wise servant
我们中间今天有一些慕道的朋友
There are seekers among us today
我就希望你真认识耶稣基督。
I pray that you will come to know Christ Jesus.
你成为耶稣基督的仆人。
And you become a servant and disciple of Christ Jesus.
那是个蒙福的道路。
It is a blessing.
这个世界的问题太多。
There are problems in this world, many problems.
因为主人太多。
Because there are too many masters.
我讲主人是打引号的主人。
Quotation mark masters.
我们总是希望控制别人，约束别人，让别人顺服我们。
Like to control, like to be obeyed and served.
但是耶稣基督的仆人
But servants of Christ Jesus,
我们是愿意谦卑自己
we need to humble ourselves,
我愿意帮助别人
and serve others,
我愿意服务别人因为我的主人要回来
because my master is coming.
让我们来一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主谢谢你就让你的话语来教导我们
Thank you Lord for your words that teach us.
帮助我们成为好仆人
Help us to be a good servant.
帮助我们避免成为坏仆人
Help us to avoid being a bad servant.
愿你得荣耀。
May you be glorified.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.